right, good afternoon. Today will be our monthly press availability, so I'm going to talk about crime stats, but then I want to talk in some detail about the occurrences of yesterday during the May Day March. First, on crime stats, you know, we continue to have a downward trend in crime in the city of Los Angeles. I'm particularly proud to announce that as of today, we are even on homicides as compared to last year, 94 as of today's date, as compared to 94 this date last year. As all of you are well aware, last year was our best year combined with the year before in decades. We're very, very happy with that as we had a very difficult January that we've been trying to catch up on. Total violent crime, City of Los Angeles is down almost 9%. One category that is of concern, rapes are up. We've had 10 more rapes this year than we did last year. That's in a universe of over 200. That gives you an idea, and that's a 4% increase. Property crime is also down. This is a particularly tough area of crime right now because of realignment and because of the economy, but we're still trending downwards in property crime with the exception of burglary, theft from vehicle. Aggregate crime in the city of Los Angeles is down over 3%. So we're going in the right direction. We're happy about the violent crime reductions. Gang crime is still down significantly in the city. Overall reduction of 18%, which has helped our statistics significantly. Now, on to the events of yesterday. As you are well aware, and was very well covered by the media, several thousand people participated in multiple May Day marches throughout the city of Los Angeles, particularly downtown. There's a permitted march on Broadway that proceeded northbound from Olympic and Broadway up into the Civic Center. Overall, thousands of people behaved admirably and complied with the directions of police officers, and we had a successful march thanks to good relationships with many of the organizers, and we're proud of that. We understand the Los Angeles Police Department's role is to allow exercise of First Amendment rights, and we strive to do that. However, there was a number of individuals yesterday who were not part of the organized march, and as a matter of fact, who broke from the organized march off of Broadway to the area of 4th and Hill. And at 4th and Hill, as the police officers tried to prevent them from conducting an unauthorized march and unauthorized demonstration, individuals attacked Los Angeles police officers. Four individuals used a wooden pallet covered by a sign to attack a skirmish line of Los Angeles police officers from the back. You'll see video of that. One individual, you will see attack one of my female Los Angeles police officers from her blind side and struck her in the helmet, knocking her almost to the ground. She received a concussion, went to the hospital, had to undergo a serious medical examination. She is currently resting at home. This is a serious crime against a Los Angeles police officer who was just doing her job. Has thousands of Los Angeles police officers did yesterday. This was a cowardly attack from the rear, entirely unprovoked, that could have seriously, seriously injured this young police officer and ended her career and even ended her life. We're going to show some video of this. What I want from the public, what I request from the public, if you know the individuals involved, if you have further evidence regarding these crimes, please contact the Los Angeles Police Department. Don't let the actions of a very few individuals detract from what was, in large part, a very successful May Day. And a May Day where multiple causes got to speak out, exercise their First Amendment rights, work within the parameters that the law allows, and get their message heard. Over the last few years, we've had very successful May Days where people have been able to put their views forward, get the media coverage they desire, get support for their causes, and do so in a peaceful way. The events of yesterday seriously mar that. So we ask for the public's help. We have our very best detectives. As you see, I have my chief of detectives here with me, along with the commanding officer of Robbery Homicide Division. We are asking for the public's help to identify the individuals involved. I'm going to have Commander Smith walk you through the videos as we present them. I believe that all of you received a copy of the CD so that you can put them forward. And after Andy does that, I'll take questions.